This is Louisa Beale with Radio Tacoma, and I'm here with Steve Fossen, who is a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give one anyway. So Steve Fossen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013 with the band Heart. And if you're under 30 years of age or still unsure, here is Steve on his bass. Remember that? That was Steve playing with the band Heart. So, Steve, I understand that you're in a new band now.
Yes, we have a band, and it's called Heart by Heart. And Heart by Heart plays the hits of Heart and some, you know, deeper album cuts, too, but we concentrate on the hits. And we usually play a 90-minute set. We play all over America. And we just happen to be playing in Federal Way Fireworks on July 4th, which happens to be Independence Day.
Oh, go figure. So, do you know where in Federal Way?
Celebration Park in Federal Way.
Okay.
And we played there a few years ago before the COVID. They wanted us during the COVID and then the year after the COVID too, but it was not to be.
Different, yeah. Yeah. So now Mike DeRozier is also in Heart by Heart, and he was an original member.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, he was.
And then Summer Masick, is that how you pronounce it?
Summer, yeah, we pronounce it Summer.
Summer, yeah.
She is the lead singer, and Summer and I are married, and then we travel around, and we book the band, and we're having a blast.
Yeah. Well, I heard you in Puyallup a couple of years ago, and it was wonderful. I mean, Summer's singing is amazing, and you are really true to the original sound.
Yeah, that's our mission. When Mike and Summer and I got together and decided to do this, we sat down and we talked, and we said, we're not going to mess with the sound and the songs and the arrangements and the keys. And well, we might mess with the keys a little bit, but we're going to present the songs the way they were written and conceived and recorded so that people can experience the nostalgia that something like that will bring them.
And there's a lot of nostalgia there. Gosh, you were right there at the origins of Heart. You and Roger Fisher, right?
Yes. Roger Fisher and I met when we were in junior high school. And we went to high school together. And when we were sophomores in high school, we both got our instruments. And we kind of went our separate ways for a while, but then when we were seniors is when we put together the band that eventually turned into Heart. When we put it together back in 1967, we shook hands and we said, okay, we're gonna head for the top.
Yeah.
And we're not going to settle for anything less.
Yeah, very cool. And you were in school in Seattle. Really, you're a local band, right?
Yeah. Actually, we're in North Seattle, Kenmore. We both went to Kenmore High School. And there's quite a few musicians that came out of this area that are very, very good. And little did we know that Seattle would be such a hotbed for music for years to come.
Yeah. In fact, because I've been reading up on you and your history, and you started out, well, I think you started out as the Army or something.
Yes, our very first name was the Army.
Yeah.
We kept the Army for a year, and then we changed it to White Heart. And we were White Heart for another year during 1967 and 68.
Yeah.
And then in 69, we shortened it to Heart.
Yeah. And I find it very interesting. This is kind of an aside, because White Heart was from an Arthur C. Clarke book.
Exactly.
And that was an era where people still read. And so there were bands that were Steppenwolf and The Doors and, you know, named after you know, well-known pieces of literature. So I don't know that that happens anymore.
I don't know either. Wow. I don't know either. Yeah, that's exactly one of the reasons that we chose White Hart was because are influenced by Steppenwolf.
Yeah, perfect. So where is Roger now?
Roger, he lives in Monroe, and he has, you know, he does his own thing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hear about what he's doing a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So he's still alive. He didn't go the way of Hendrix or Joplin. Or...
No, he's still out there.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. So, gosh, so you have a long history, both with your other bands and with Hart. And I'm wondering if you have any particular inspirations from music that came before, like, you know, the early rock and the folk and blues scenes?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, when I was preteen, I was very influenced by, you know, Elvis, the Everly Brothers, Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, and you know, the girl groups like the Crystals and the Ronettes and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then when junior high came around is when we discovered the Beatles. And and the Beatles and the British Invasion were just too much for us. So we said, okay, that's it. We're getting instruments and we're gonna throw our hat in the ring.
Oh, good for you.
So the big influences for me to play the bass were obviously Paul McCartney from the Beatles, of course, and then Bill Wyman from the Stones, and John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. And then as in later years, it was Chris Squire from Yes. And then, of course, a lot of the American bass players, too. But those were the mm-hmm. four that really did it for me.
So for the ones that you created with Hart, are there any favorites that you have? Are there ones that you actually, you know, helped create? Or are there other ones that are just especially your favorite, either to listen to or to play? Fun to play.
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, you know, Roger, Howard, Mike, and I, we co-created every song that we did back then. We co-created the music for it, and a lot of times we suggested, you know, words for the lyrics. And in the studio, we, you know, of course, made up our own parts, and then we participated in the mixing of the songs, and then we participated in the order of the songs on the album. So we co-created everything, including the image of Hart. But for me personally, the very first song that I recorded for Greenboat Annie was Magic Man.
Mm.
And that's one of my favorites to this day. And it's actually the very first song I ever heard myself on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite a thrill.
Yeah, that does make a difference.
And, you know, and when I'm in the grocery store, in an elevator, or if I happen to be someplace and it's playing, anything, any of our songs are playing, I stop and listen because, well, I play in a band that plays those songs now. And I go, I just make sure I'm still playing the same, the right part, you know.
Yeah, got to keep it on track.
Yeah. Yeah, and every once in a while, Summer and I will stop and we'll put the songs on and we'll listen to it and say, hey, we're not doing this quite the right tempo, or, you know, hey, I took my bass part to a play that I don't like anymore, so I'm going to come back to where I was, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it was
really
quite an experience. That co-creating, you know, is just, it just feeds on each other, and it just propels you forward.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, it was, and back then, if you recall back then, I mean, people were very, very particular about the artists that they would, you know, recognize and buy their albums, all that kind of stuff. So you had to fulfill a certain need and a certain level of sophistication and excellence, or people just didn't listen to you. So, and, you know, and we were the type of people that we wanted to be considered serious musicians. So we tried to make music that would keep going through the ages. And obviously a lot of our songs they're still being played on classic radio today.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times we'll talk to people and they'll have, you know, their kids will come and dad or mom will say, "Hey, this is Steve. He used to play in Heart. Heart, I never heard of him." So I go, "Ooh, Barracuda." And they go, "Oh, I know that one."
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
so they do know about us, but sometimes they don't make the connection between, you know.
Sure. Sure. And music is so different these days.
Yeah.
You know, not just in the sound, but in the way people get their music.
Oh, it's totally different. Totally
different.
I'm the same way. And I can, you know, I really love the era where you went out and you bought the album and the LP and you got together with your friends and you know, had a glass of wine and you sat down and everybody. Turn the lights down. Drop the needle on the, you know, and then you hear this fantastic album, and it was just an experience.
Yes.
Nobody, once the first side was over, nobody spoke a word. You turned it over and you put the other side on it, and then after it was done, everyone, it just was, you know.
Yeah. And the beauty of that is that you buy an album for the songs that you've heard, but then there's so many gems on the B side.
Oh yeah.
That, you know, you would never, in this day, you'd never be exposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And back then, you could never trust musicians to release the right song, because there's so, I read so many stories about bands that they say, "Oh, that song was just a throwaway song. We just wrote it last minute. We needed, you know, 5 extra minutes. So we just wrote it. And all of a sudden, it's the biggest song in the album. So who, you know. Sometimes musicians don't even know what they've gotten, but
right.
Obviously, right. The general public and the fans know if it's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing that occurs to me is that I don't buy a lot of music. I don't do the online thing. I don't watch. I don't know if MTV is even a thing anymore. But it seems to me that now, when you're looking for music, you have to know what you're looking for. It used to be, you know, you could go to, a record store and then just kind of flip through the albums. And, you know, you see one, "Oh, I like that cover art. I wonder what it's like." So it's something that you never knew existed, but were able to find and listen to.
Well, what I find is there's some excellent artists out there. I got to say that. And there's some excellent, they make some excellent music nowadays. And if I recognize it and I like it, I will download it. Mm-hmm. But most of my downloads are from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe part of the 80s too.
Right. Right.
And then just lately, I've gotten into soundtracks from, you know, famous movies and, trying to, understand and get to know the, like, guys like Max Steiner, who kind of invented the movie soundtrack music and the way that it's done. And I don't know, it's just fascinating to me. And they always have a few melodies that are just so catchy and so beautiful and so wonderful to experience again.
Now, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want, but it's something that I've been curious about, is why did you leave the band Heart?
Well, it was a time when there was, you know, people were butting heads, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get to a point where you work with people and they go this way and you go this way, you know, and just that's kind of what happened. And and it was hard, and they're going their own way, and it's hard for me to, it was hard for me at that time to go along with it, because I didn't actually totally agree with where they were going.
It was sort of
mutual, but, you know, it's mostly their part that they felt like they needed some new blood to, you know. Mm-hmm. But what actually happened was they went down first before they went back up. So
yeah. So it sounds like artistic differences.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
Yeah.
But it was artistic and personal. I mean, because when Raj and I met Anne, I mean, we were just these musicians that, you know, wanted to play music, and we were just very humble about it. And we were happy that we were good enough to play together and happy to, you know, play the clubs and the gigs we could get. And then, you know, and then after a while, especially if you have some success, it's like the pirates that get the treasure chest, and they're all standing around, and the pirate says, hey, you know, it's split in 10 ways. If we get rid of this guy, it's only split 9 ways. That's more money for us. And then just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. It's sad that has to happen, but, you know, it's art, and that's artists, I'm sure.
Yeah. There's plenty enough money to go around usually. Mm-hmm. And that's the way Heart by Heart, because of that situation that happened with Heart mm-hmm. by Heart, right in the beginning, he said, okay, no matter who's in the band, it's an even split.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to keep people in the band, giving their best, and not, no sniping in the background. Nobody in the band makes more than me. I don't make more than anybody else in the band.
Yeah, because it's the love of music that you're after,
and it's the love of each other, and we want to keep each other happy. And if one person is making this much, and the other person is making this much, it's not a good situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True.
Like a sideman wages or a hired hand, that doesn't work for us, and we want to keep everybody dignified that we play with. So that's what we do.
Very good. Good for you. That's wonderful. So now, but the band Heart, it took off, and you did some amazing, amazing things. And then through all of this ups and downs and whatnot came the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And my question to you about that, does anything compare to that?
Well, so in the beginning, when we first made it big, and we had platinum records, and record companies were after us, and we were making good money and everything, we thought that was, wow, that's, how can it get any better than that? And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame didn't even exist back then. But then, things calmed down, and the records still sold, but they didn't sell like they used to. And so, it was fine, because when the corporation, we had an agreement in the beginning that even if people left, they still got their percentage of the artist royalties and all that kind of stuff. So that kept us happy and kept us going and everything. And then it kind of got into a pattern which kind of leveled off and everything. And people were, all they could talk about, like when I would listen to classic radio, they say, and here's Anna Nancy from the Dog and Butterfly album. And it's like, wait a minute. It's called Heart. It's not Anna Nancy. And which is weird, because in the beginning, the record company and the management company and everybody involved gave Anne the opportunity. They said, if you want to, you can be, this can be the Anne Wilson everything.
Ooh.
And she said, no, I'm going to be in a band. So that's why it's a band. That's why it's been called Heart all these years. So anyway, so we're going along, and I'm just like, I feel like calling the radio stations up and going, look, it's Heart. It's Heart, Heart. And then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame comes along. And for some reason, we got nominated and then inducted. And then after that, it's Heart, back to Heart. It's almost the greatest thing that's ever happened, really, to all of us in the band. Mm-hmm. And I would say, because I don't know if everybody would say that, but I say that because what it did was it said, okay, Anne and Nancy, they were sisters. They were incredible musicians, good singer, guitar player, good songwriters. But hey, they recognized the four guys too. So that kind of put us on the map. And quite frankly, for Heart by Heart, it's a really good thing to point out to people that come to see us, that we, Mike and I, were actually the musicians that were there that did this music in the beginning that they still love.
Right.
Still love it.
Yeah. Because you're not just a cover band.
No.
You're much more than that.
Yeah, much more, yeah. And, you know, people call us a tribute, but and we don't like the word tribute so much. But what else do you call it? I mean, people understand what a tribute is. It's a tribute to the music of Heart. Mm-hmm. But this tribute to the music of Heart actually has some original members of Heart.
Right.
So you're going to get that rhythm section that no other band can have in the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're happy that we can do that. And, you know, we've had people come up to us after shows and crying, saying, thank you.
Yeah.
You really, you brought back my, you know, my happy years when I was in college or high school or whatever. And then people even said, oh, my daughter was conceived with that music. And I was like, oh, wait, TMI.
Oh, dear. The creation of Heart by Heart. I mean, that kind of started with, what, you and Mike?
Well, no. So what happened was Mike and Roger and I, we hadn't played any Heart music for years and years and years. And then there was this party downtown, and they wanted us to play a few Heart songs.
Hmm.
So we decided we'd do Barracuda, Crazy on You, and Magic Man.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, sure, we'll do that. And Summer was the lady that was hired to do the vocals.
Oh.
And that was the night I met Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I thought, wow, she, you know, nice lady, you know, smart, good singer. Seems like she's got her head screwed on straight. And so we became friends, basically. And, you know, then we kind of met up a few times and went to see other bands that we knew and hooked up with friends and for dinner parties and stuff like that. And we became better friends and better friends and better friends. And, you know, how that eventually turned into a romance. Well, once that romance got pretty solid, we would sit around and I would play the bass and she would sing, and it was a bass and vocal duo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's surprisingly a lot of Heart songs where you can have just the bass and the vocal and it still sounds fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and people would say, hey, can you guys play Dog and Butterfly for the, you know, we go to a dinner party and somebody'd have, you know, a bass and a couple microphones or whatever. Say, sure, yeah, we'll play. And then one thing led to another, and Summer and I, all of a sudden, we were in demand, kind of, to go to play at wine bistros and
fit
in with other jam nights and all that kind of stuff. And so we thought, well, we just can't be Summer and Steve, or Steve and Summer. And we wanted to find a name that had the word heart in it, because, what we wanted the most was Hearts Alive.
Ooh.
Because that was the name of Summer's pretend clothing store back when she and her sister were, you know, very young. But that was already taken.
Mm-hmm.
So we went round and round looking for, you know, every time we'd think of something, we'd write it down and then we'd go on, is it taken? And oh, that domain's gone. You know, it's somebody else is using it, whatever. And then one day Summer just said, Heart by Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, oh, wow, that's really cool, because it's her heart and my heart, and we're together, and she's singing, and I'm playing, and we love each other, and we love the music, and wham, you know. So, and then we got kind of a reputation around town as being okay, you know. I mean, it was a duo, so, you know. And then a friend of ours in Anchorage, Alaska, called me up and said, hey, Dwight Yoakam is coming to Anchorage, and we need somebody to open up. Do you guys want to open up? And I said, sure. And then Summer and I got to thinking about it. We said, well, you know, a duo is a little light, you know, because, you know, Dwight's got a full band and everything. So we said, why don't we call Mike DeRozier? And do you know who Randy Hansen is?
Mm-mm, no.
Hendrix artist. You know, he's a guitar player and he plays music of Hendrix. And he's a really good friend of ours. And we said, hey, do you want to learn a few Heart songs and go up to Anchorage and open up for Dwight Yoakam? He said, sure. So we put together a 45-minute set and we were all gung-ho and it was fun, you know, I'm real happy to do it. And then a week before the show was supposed to take place, Dwight Yoakam canceled. So, but we thought, well, you know, this is still fun. So, you know, we practice every once in a while. It was still fun. And then a good friend of ours was having a benefit for the Susan G. Komen Cancer Awareness, Breast Cancer Awareness, and she asked us to play for it. And we played for it, and there was a really good crowd, and we made a lot of money, and the people that were there mentioned us to a couple booking agents, chief one being Craig Cook of Pacific Rim Talent, and all of a sudden he's calling us up, hey, you guys want to play, you know, blah, blah, you know, and then all of a sudden we're playing around the Seattle area and Tacoma, and, you know, and then, you know, once you have a band, then you make a website, and the website goes everywhere, and then people on the East Coast say, hey, Mike DeRozier, Steve Fossen, what's going on here? So, you know, all of a sudden we're playing in Baltimore, Maryland, you know, and, you know, it just took off from there, and now we play all over the place.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
So the songs that you play as Heart by Heart, are there any copyright issues with that?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Because I know for sure that
you've got to be on the label so they're going to be your songs too.
Yeah. And, you know, and Mike DeRozier definitely is a co-writer of Barracuda.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I have this statuette for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is Steve Fossen Heart, you know, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be really hard for them to.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, no one's ever said anything. And all I've heard secondhand was that Anne was happy. She said, as long as those guys are happy playing that stuff, I'm more power to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds
so wonderful. Happy, yeah.
Yeah.
Really happy doing
it's good.
It.
Good for the heart.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. So the event again is in Federal Way at Celebration Park. At the Red, White, and Blues Festival.
White and Blues, that's right.
Yeah. Are there other performers or other activities going on that you know of?
Yeah, they have a whole slate of performers that day. And if you ask me who they are, I couldn't tell you right now.
Okay, I can look it up.
I mean, we are so busy. I mean, Summer and I, we the moment we get up in the morning, we turn on our computers, we check, you know, our financial things, make sure no one's stealing money from us or whatever. And then we're on then we're on Facebook. We're contacting booking agents. We're contacting the venues and advancing shows and figuring out, you know, plane tickets and hotels and all. I mean, we do that every day, all day.
Yeah. So that brings me to another question, because this Red, White, and Blues Festival is a free event.
Yes.
So how can you do it for free?
Well, if it's free to the public, but we don't play for free.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah. They, you know, the city of Federal Way, which last time we played there, the mayor was there and he was so happy with our performance. He said, yeah, this is the music of the Northwest.
It's, mm-hmm.
And people understand that, you know, so they called us back up and they want us back. So
great. So you're well sponsored.
Yeah. Well spotted.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's really fun. And, you know, Mike and I would do it for free, but, mm-hmm. you know, we have other people in the band that need money. And as long as they're getting paid, I might as well get paid too.
Well, you know, it's an even split.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, cool. So July 4th
July 4th.
Celebration Park in Federal Way.
Yeah. Weather.
Well, yes.
We need a day just like today.
Yeah. Well, you never know, of course. Yeah. But as long as you don't short circuit or get electrocuted.
Yeah. Well, usually our stages are covered. So we're usually protected from the water damage. But you know, it can be, you know, it can be trying for the crowd to be drizzled on.
Sure. Well, we're due for a good week or so of nice weather. So.
Coming up, starting July 1st.
Yep. That sounds really good. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure talking with you, too.
I've been talking with Steve Fossen about the band Heart by Heart and their upcoming performance at Celebration Park in Federal Way. That's at 1095 Southwest 324th Street. The Red, White, and Blues Festival begins at 4 p.m. on July 4th. This is a free event with lots of music, food, and fun. You can find out more about Heart by Heart on their website, heartbyheart.com. And on Facebook, look for Heart by Heart Band. I would like to end with all you need to know about Steve Fawson. He's a magic man.